USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Korea said this morning that leader Kim Jong-un supervised another test firing of unspecified new weapons, seen as an attempt to pressure Washington and Seoul over slow nuclear negotiations and the joint military exercises. Pyongyang's Korean Central News Agency said that following the launches, Kim expressed great satisfaction over his military's mysterious and amazing success rate in recent testing activity. The launches were North Korea's sixth round of tests since late July and revealed developments of a new rocket artillery system and two separate short-range missile ballistic systems that experts say would expand its ability to strike targets throughout South Korea, including United States bases there. Thanks for listening on your Saturday. Remember to watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Actor and director Peter Fonda, best known for his role in Easy Rider, has died from respiratory failure due to lung cancer. He was 79. It is with a deep sorrow that we share the news that Peter Fonda has passed away, his family said in a statement. Fonda died peacefully at his home in Los Angeles, surrounded by the family. He is the younger brother of actress Jane Fonda and the son of Henry Fonda. Fonda co-wrote and starred in Easy Rider with his friend Dennis Hopper. Fonda also appeared in Yulee's Gold in 1997, which earned him an Academy Award nomination and the Passion of Ayn Rand. The pace of U.S. home construction fell a sharp 4% in July, held back by a shortage of skilled labor and affordable land. The Commerce Department said that housing starts dipped last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.19 million units. So far this year, housing starts have declined 3.1%. Though there was a slight 1.3% uptick in the construction of single-family homes, the gain was offset by a 17.2% plunge in the apartment category. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Dozens of people, mostly African Americans, huddled around tables scattered across a church gymnasium in Phoenix, discussing run-ins with the police there and ways to hold them accountable. In a city still stinging from a video of officers pointing guns and cursing at a black family earlier this week, confidential talks are intended to give officials in the fifth largest city ideas on how residents can help oversee the police. Phoenix is among the last big U.S. cities without an independent civilian oversight of the police, according to Samuel Walker, professor Emetrius of Criminal Justice at the University of Nebraska. Phoenix's powerful police union continues to block efforts to establish such a board and is resisting this new push. L.A., New York, San Francisco, Chicago, Detroit, Denver, and Portland are among many cities with civilian oversight, with more joining following high-profile police killings of black men and others in recent years. After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.